some holes in the armor of a major honeybee pest. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Varroa mites are considered the worst pest of honeybees worldwide. The mites suck blood from the bees and transmit viruses to them. Researchers have identified 6 genes in the mites that could be used to attack them. Zachary Huang is an associate professor of entomology at Michigan State University.
We found 4 genes that would reduce reproduction, and 2 genes actually would kill them pretty fast. So those could be used for their control later, perhaps.
He says right now, pesticides are the main way to control mites, but the mites have developed resistance to some pesticides. So he says attacking the genes of varroa mites could be another tool to help honeybees. This is the Environment Report. Experts tell us it's important to treat Lyme disease early, but it can be confused with a similar condition that's also transmitted by ticks, called Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness, or STARI for short. A research team has found a way to help tell these conditions apart early on. John Belial is a professor in the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Pathology at Colorado State University. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's good to talk with you.
So first, we should say that Lyme disease is the most commonly reported tick-associated illness, and we don't know as much about Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness, but early on, those two conditions can cause similar symptoms. What were you able to do in your study to tell them apart?
So we looked at what are called small molecule metabolites in the blood, and we were able to look at a large number of these and develop signatures, which were able to differentiate between early Lyme disease and STARI.
And this matters because the sooner you treat Lyme disease with antibiotics, the less likely you are to have severe symptoms, right?
That's correct.
And I understand that the current lab tests for Lyme disease has limitations. What are those?
The limitations are really with the early stages of disease, which are typically thought to be within the first 3 weeks after the tick bite. And the limitations are really the sensitivity or the ability to tell someone when they have a negative test that it's truly negative. So what we were trying to do with this test was develop a test that is more sensitive for telling a person whether they do or do not have Lyme disease.
How do you hope your findings will be used in the future?
We really hope that this is a test that can be developed into one that can be applied in clinical laboratories and used for the early detection of Lyme disease or the early diagnosis of Lyme disease.
And what will it take to make that happen?
We're actually moving fairly quickly. Mass spectrometry is already used in clinical laboratories and hospital laboratories. It's used for screening of newborns for what are called metabolic inborn errors. And so we would use the same type of instrumentation for our test, and we're now working to transfer our test over to that type of instrumentation and the measurements that those instrumentations make.
John Belial is a professor in the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Pathology at Colorado State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca. It was great talking with you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.